Every plus six, every pick. This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders. Now, here are your hosts, Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
Hey, we're the Traders. I'm Roy, our coach, Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of the Mighty Calvinado, Destroy.
You're pretty up and about, Cal, aren't you?
Yeah, you saw my score last week, and you're there in the green vest, and that makes me a very happy Calvin.
It's a rare thing, but back-to-back for me.
Oh, no, sucked in.
Rightio, it's
boys.
Not good.
We're actually live in Melbourne this
weekend,
which is very exciting, so we'll be bringing this show to you live from Melbourne. Hopefully everything works all right for us, and we've got a big weekend coming up. It is round 18, which means there's 6 weeks to go until the end of the season.
The GF.
But only 2 weeks until the finals start. So where are you boys sitting at the moment in our prestigious Bacon Cup League?
I'm top three, I think.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm just in the eight, dog, I think.
Well, I'm second and had a draw with our big boy, Brett, last
week. Oh, that's it. It's Piercy 1, you 2, me 3.
Big boys. Where's Team Calvinator?
Yeah, I was just saying.
Your first start of the season probably
just
hurt you.
Inside the eight, dog, looking to make a run at the top two.
Well, you remind me of the Dogs of a few years ago.
Yeah,
just making your run at the right time.
Yeah, so that's what I'm sort of targeting. I think I can get it done.
Sounds good. All right, boys, let's get into some of the news that we need to know for this week.
Here's the news of the week you need to know on AFL Fantasy Live.
All right, let's get into the news. And the things that we want to know to begin with, Calvinator, is the teams for this week.
Ooh, yep.
We'll get a little bit of feedback there. So let's get into what we've got from our mate Patrick Keane.
Yep.
And to begin with, we've got... the round 18 teams. 21 changes to the Friday and Saturday
teams. That's pretty good, Doc. 21.
And that's with a full contingent of six games for that.
So, yeah, so
it's better than it has been. And seven confirmed out for the Sunday squad. So that's where we're sitting at this very minute with that. Big news with those ones. However, we've got bigger news. And that is some of the injuries that we've got. The first one that we have got is basically... the one that I'm worried about the most.
Who? Sick Dog.
James Sicily.
Sick Dog? You don't even need to be worried about Sicily.
Why not?
He's done and dusted, Dog. 6 weeks. It's obviously a must trade. He is just done and dusted. But, Roy, it's what you can do with it.
Yeah, it certainly is. So you definitely want to be making note of the rolling 22.
Oh, don't we ever.
It's genius too, the old rolling
The thing
22,
is,
isn't it?
I tweeted out during the week, Roy, you want to make good... from a bad situation.
You do.
Yeah, you don't want to look at your team after Sick Dog goes out of it and just go, oh, it's actually very similar to what it was.
No.
You want to make moves here, Roy, a positive move in the right direction when things are looking very dire with old Sick Dog out.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but it's tough to do that and also tick the rolling 22 box.
Isn't it?
The rolling 22 box. That's the all-important rolling 22 box.
Well, I'm just trying to help people out, Dog.
Okay, what are you doing with Sick Dog?
Well, the only person I don't have in the rolling is Whitfield.
Oh, you're going to
from that position. So, yeah, and I'm worried about it because I reckon he'll get smashed this week by power, very reactionary power.
Coming from you as a non-Witters owner. I'm a Witters owner.
You've got faith, do you?
Yeah.
Nah.
150.
It's going to be back to that first half of the year where you were so...
All right, let's talk about this then. Robbie Gray.
Yep.
You're an owner.
Yep.
Warn Dog's an owner.
No, he's not. No, he gave him the boot a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very smart coaching.
Just gets kissed every week.
Yeah, he does.
So you're a Robbie Gray owner.
Yep.
They are saying that he's a chance to play on that last game on Sunday afternoon.
Correct.
What are you doing?
Trading him.
He's got to go.
He does. Because he should have gone a month ago.
You imagine if he's a late withdrawal.
Oh, you'd get better from your bench anyway.
And what can he score against GWS?
Well, he can't score over 60 these days, so about 60.
And you know how we say that these people who come back off concussions a little bit dusty?
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, it costs them about 20 points.
40.
It's a 40.
That's exactly right. Now, why? What are you looking at doing? So,
well, with Sick, I don't have Robbie Gray because I'm a good coach this stage of the year. With Sick Dog, I'm looking to swing Danger forward.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about Danger in a sec.
Yeah, it's massive, really.
But... so he'll come forward, and that allows me to go Sick Dog to Gaff.
Gaff?
Yeah, that's how I roll.
So you've got a couple of guys there sitting in your midfield that you can do that with.
I've got plenty. I've got Rocky, I've got Danger.
Mm.
Well, two.
That's what danger. I think you're in a similar boat to me. It's insignificant because we've already got some forwards sitting in there.
People are scrambling this week to get danger. Of course, freshly named DPP. You can get him as a forward, Roy.
Yep.
You don't want him.
He's been better than you think. You're thinking of him as in midfield.
Until that 150.
Well, how much?
No, if that 150 wasn't there,
he's been all right as a forward. If the last 6 weeks he'd been a forward, you wouldn't have said boo about him. It's the fact he's been a midfielder, you feel he's been bad. He's actually been all right.
Okay.
Is Heaney better than him? No. He's not in... You've got Dangerfield ahead of Heaney.
Danger's one spot ahead of Heaney.
Right. Right.
There we go.
Okay. Any other news, boys, this week that we have seen come through? Robbie Gray.
Nothing relevant. I want to know what's happening.
Oh, sorry. Did I miss that?
Talk about Robbie Gray.
Get your microphone levels right.
That's fine. Thanks, Doug. Have we heard anything about Cruiser? Because I heard that Sandlin's is probably not going to go again.
Yep.
But Sean Darcy, who I've got in draft.
Right.
Who's come in for Sandlin's, he got injured as well.
Yeah, correct.
So I don't know. They've got to be back to old aptness, are they?
Yeah, potentially. No, they were talking about debuting a kid, actually. So that'll be interesting to
Meek.
See.
That'll be Meek.
Speaking of which, 21 changes I've heard.
Yeah.
A rumour.
For six games. Yeah. So usually we multiply six by...
A rumour? That was just what I told you
before. Did you?
Yeah. That was not a rumour. It's legit.
It's real.
It's real.
I did go through a stage where I couldn't actually hear what anyone was saying.
No.
We're on the road. Things are working. I think, okay, now we've got to get there. All right, boys. Let's get into some of the questions for the week. I need to hit the right buttons for these
ones. Here it goes.
Got a question for the traders? Tweet the boys at AFL Fantasy or head to facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official.
Tweet. There you go, Calvin. You could hear that?
I could hear it nice and clear.
Excellent.
You know what? I'm glad we're back on.
We're rolling along.
And you,
well.
My friend, you're like MacGyver over there. You got out a,
I tell you what, I thought
a coat hanger.
We're flying blind. I was talking. I couldn't hear what anyone was saying.
I couldn't even hear you, and I was just nodding and agreeing.
Well, we can hear each other now.
That's
and
great.
Hopefully it's also recording as our podcast. That would be another great thing. All right, let's have a look at this. So Sam Harris is asking this question. If there is no Gray this week, does Wingard go forward?
Yeah, well, it's obviously a concern because they need to they need an avenue to go. So it is something to think about, but it's not something to concern yourself with. I guess that's only relevant, if you're looking to bring Wingard in, because you certainly wouldn't bring him out on the back of it.
No, you wouldn't bring him in.
Yeah, so you wouldn't kick him out.
No. You wouldn't bring him in, but you wouldn't kick him out.
No.
Perfectly said, D. Stroy.
All right. Now, here's the other thing. Another question. A few people are struggling with the audio on here. Sorry for this. But Todd wants to know, Sick Dog or Sick Dog to Lloyd or Dangerfield? So I got the choice there of either a defender or a forward. Who would you be going? Roy, you're the master of this.
You tell him, Roy, because I know the answer. And I'll tell you if you're right or not. Go.
The correct answer is Patrick Dangerfield.
You idiot.
No,
it's not.
It is.
It's Lloyd. Dangerfield... We'll be lucky to be a top five forward.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Wash your mouth out. I know you hate on him, but that's too far.
It's not hate. It's disappointment.
It's danger.
Okay, top.
It's Patrick Dangerfield. Well, you sometimes just have to step back from the numbers at hand and remind yourself who we are talking about here.
All right.
We're talking about Lloydie Danger.
All right.
It is just a clear-cut answer.
Okay, do it, Cal. Now's the time for me to bring out my danger stat. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
117 against Melbourne last year.
Yep.
His highest score ever against them in a career 10 games.
What?
There's
6 weeks left, he said at the start.
What?
There's 6 weeks of the season left.
Yes.
You don't just get this player for 1 week.
Right. It is by far his worst team to score against in his history of living.
So you're saying we could wait?
Yes. You do not need Danger this week.
But this guy's bringing in Lloyd or Danger for the rest of the season.
Oh, I still think Lloyd outscores Danger from here on in.
He definitely does this week.
He'll double him this
week. He's got the Gold Coast, doesn't he?
He's got Gold Coast.
Lloyd it is.
All right, another question. Sicily to Brayshaw and then Gray to Devon. Are you going to tick that one off?
Clap, clap. That's trade of the night, Dog. Is he doing both of those things?
Yeah, I think he just wants to brag about that.
That's a brag trade.
Yeah,
well done, mate.
All right, another question here coming through. Let's find out, boys. Who would you be getting rid of out of Robbie Gray or Luke Parker?
Robbie Gray.
Robbie Gray goes every day there.
So you like Luke Parker, Calvin. Can you tell me why?
One, because you've had him and he scored a very dismal 59 last week. So that got me quite up and about.
Yep.
Parker plays the Suns.
Yep.
Who give up six 120-plus scores in their last 3 weeks.
That's phenomenal.
Ranked number one in the comp.
It's unheard of.
Right? Listen to his last three scores against him. 117, 121, and a 102.
That's just the easiest decision that coach is ever going to make.
The catch is, Luke Parker has not turned up at the SCG in seven games this
year.
Hasn't
he really?
Not one.
God, that's odd.
But against the Suns. You could turn up against
easy,
the Suns.
Easy, yep.
I don't care what ground you're playing on.
Nah, there you go, dog. He's trading out Robbie Gray and enjoy doing it too, yep. Mate.
Done and dusted, dog.
Excellent. All right, next one. Roy, you get them -3 this week. Why would that be?
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Is that what he said? Who gave him the -3?
I don't know. Don't know why people are saying that. That would
I know
be a little rude.
No, back-to-back green vest. That's what you get. That's what you get when you're back-to-back green vest. The crowd just hates on you.
All right.
Cop it.
Hey.
Hey. Watermelons.
Next one. Let's go. Do I field O'Roydon to cover the Sicily issue this week? Or can I upgrade Gray? So what would you do first there? Would you be happy to play O'Roydon? Or would you upgrade?
All right, let's be realistic Gray. With yeah. this, because there's a yep. few people that are in this boat, though.
Yep.
Because they've got a planned really good move,
yes.
like this one. Yep. Like you're upgrading Gray to an Uber premium, obviously. O'Roydon has come and pumped out an 80 yeah. on debut.
He did.
Those numbers you just said about the Suns.
I know.
How will he not get 80?
He gets 80 again.
He does, doesn't he?
He gets 80 again easily.
So that guy, he could do that.
He could hold off 1 week. He's been lucky. He's going to get really lucky.
It's the matchup of all matchups.
You can't get any better than
the Suns. And he's coming off 80. And he's a kneeful pig.
Yeah. No, he goes 100, Roy.
He could.
I'm not one to exaggerate.
No. No. But he could go 90.
Nine.
So, yeah, you could do it. I don't do things like that.
No, I don't either. But this week,
much safer bet.
He could get away with that.
Alrighty. Next question. Rocky or Duncan to score more for the remainder of the season? Roy, you might be a good person to ask about this because you bought in Duncan last week.
Yeah, well, I thought he would have been getting DPP.
Who'd you bring Duncan into?
My pathetic team. Why do you think I'm in a green vest, mate?
Oh, yeah, you did too.
Yeah, so I would think Duncan will score more than Rocky for the rest of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, okay, take that then. All right, next question comes from, sorry for people having problems with the audio at the moment on the Facebook stream.
That's life, dog.
David.
That's life.
Roy, tell me your defensive top six then
yep.
in your order, because people are asking, there's plenty of questions coming through,
right.
basically replacing Sicily.
Okay.
But David wants to know Whitfield or Simpson, and I think Whitfield's the answer.
Correct.
Because of your order. Go through your order, and this will answer the question for a lot of people.
Okay.
Give it to him, Roy.
So, in order of replacements, one is Rory Laird. Two is Gus Brayshaw.
Wow.
Three is Jake Lloyd.
Yep.
Four, Elliot Yeo.
Yep.
Five, Lachie Whitfield. Six, Cade Simpson.
It's a tight six now that Sick Dog's done.
Well, do you know what? Sick wasn't actually...
Yeah, I know, he was
a forward. He didn't force his way in there. Yeah.
But who's number seven on that list?
There'd be no one.
Yeah, that's it. So it's a tight six.
There's a few. No, do you know who would be? Shannon Hearn for consistency.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then people that haven't got much cash are looking at someone like Hurley as well.
Okay.
Who's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
But Hearn has a lot of... he's very underrated. There's a lot of value in his consistency. He's got a good matchup this week. He scored 118 on him last year, earlier in the season.
Yep. So you call it consistent. I call it boring.
You're about to eat your words.
It's a bit boring. I'm just searching him up here.
Well, he's seventh.
He's gone at 91 in his last five.
Yep.
Okay. And 101 in his last three. Okay. That's
scored 109 last week and 118 versus the Dogs earlier this year.
Right, so you're right. It's consistently boring. Well done.
Well, if that's all you can afford.
Well, then I'm not saying he shouldn't do it.
You said earlier that you wanted to make the Sicily situation good in two positions.
Yes.
That is a way you could potentially do that.
So he can go down. How much coin would he make on that one, do you
think? Hey, just for the record, don't go calling me out on this like I've put him in the top six. He's seventh.
No, that's okay. He's allowed to be seventh. I just think that...
Dog asked me to say six.
Yeah, I know. And all my questions...
gave you a bonus.
No. I said, it's a tight six.
Yep.
And no one's getting into it either. And you said, nah, I think you're right. And I said, We agreed on that.
Right, yeah.
And then I said, who would be number seven? And then you said Hearn. And I'm like, okay.
It's a big ask. I did well to pluck a name, to be honest.
I know. But what happens if he's got a bit of DPP action then? So what happens if he can swing sick dog forward maybe and get a bit of movement out of his forwards? Who have you got in your forward line that would be a target for a sick dog? Because that's an option I have this week.
Swinging him forward isn't going to help the void back there. You're saying if someone's got him forward, who are they going to replace him with?
That's my point.
Right, okay.
Because that's where I've got him, D.
Okay.
That's where I've got him.
All right. This is who you're going.
Go.
If you don't have Devon Smith, you would be going Devon Smith.
I got Dev. Is he number one?
Yep.
Oh, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I only put him there to shut you two up.
Right.
Number two is Westhoff.
Okay.
That's who you should be actually dead set looking at, Cal.
Right.
Three is Dangerfield.
Yep.
Isaac Heaney, another just mark of consistency.
Yep.
Apart from that game he got knocked out, he's just, I don't reckon he's gone under 95 or over 105. Chad Wingard is fifth.
Yep.
And I had to replace Sick Dog.
Yep. Who'd you do
this
that?
This was very hard.
Go.
Because this last spot, it's up for grabs. There's lots of people putting their hand up. A few guys in form, like, say, Jesse Hogan is in great form. But I've had to just show a bit of respect to the season, ignored the back-to-back 80s, and I've given him a scare, but I've put Toby McLean back in for the week.
See, that's interesting, because with my DPP switching, I can actually put Sick Dog and replace him with a forward.
Yeah.
So
you want a mid?
No, with a mid.
You're dead set. I can. Do you want me to roll out the mids for you?
Just, I'll tell you where to stop because I need to know who to get.
All right. Tom Mitchell?
Got Tom Mitchell. Don't need him.
Okay. Well, you are getting Andrew Gaff.
Yes, I am.
Yep, he's ranked number two. So he's averaging 113. His last three scores are 148, 146 and 109. And he's got a ceiling of 150 and he's shown an ability to get within that multiple times this year.
Wow, how exciting. And he's at home this week. To the Dogs.
So you're doing it.
I will be going Gaff. Someone tweeted me that.
Last year, if you had have said you were going Gaff, I would have thought you were crazy. Remember he used to sit out on the wing?
Yep.
He's full on in the guts now.
This is his last scores against the Dogs. 92.
Yeah.
That was this year. Would have been at Eddie had that.
Yeah, it was. Where Hearn scored 118.
Right. Before that, 130, 146.
Yeah, he's going big, isn't he?
The Dogs have given up 1900s, Roy. 19 100 plus scores in the last 3 weeks, ranked at number one.
You're chasing. You're chasing a very good player.
I am chasing a very good player.
Yeah, so what I'm looking at doing then at the moment, I've got the double issue.
Yep.
So Sick Dog and also Robbie Gray.
Yeah, a bit of thunder outside, Roy.
Yeah, I wonder if
just
you could
as
hear
you said
it.
Robbie Gray, went
it did, didn't
like
it?
Count Dracula on
still
Sesame
going.
Street.
He is a big issue.
Robbie Gray, yeah.
Now, so I'm thinking about going Sick Dog to Whitfield, would give me
Sick Dog to Whitfield
enough money to turn Robbie Gray into Heaney.
Yeah,
I had a bit of a chest.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did have a chest then. Rightio, so I was tossing up between McRae and Gaff.
Right.
But I'm thinking we can wait a couple of weeks on McRae.
Now, there's a few undervalued guys. So you're talking about still improving another spot. So say my Robbie Gray issue.
Yeah,
there's some guys in the mix there. So really underpriced guys I'm talking about. So Luke Shuey, he's someone that deserves consideration at the moment. Now, we've said multiple times that we feel like Shuey's just a 98 average guy.
Yeah,
but he's in form.
He is.
And he's way, way underpriced because of injury.
Yep.
So he's he down? 139 on the season?
Yeah, down 139 on the season. He's gone 116, 96, 114 are his last three, averaging 109 in his last three.
Mm.
And he's got the Bulldogs, who I just said are
exactly.
a truck easy, 19 tonnes in the last 3 weeks. He goes another 100 this week.
He does, doesn't he?
He does.
Another guy in this. Sorry,
I'll just warn you. A guy tweeted me and said, in WA, for this game, it's going to be windy, wet and horrific.
Right.
How does that affect Gaff? It does, doesn't it?
It affects old Gaff.
Oh.
I don't think it's a huge concern for new Gaff.
Right.
Yeah, no, outside floating wing.
Oh, yeah.
Uncontested Gaff.
Does he tackle?
Yeah, he does everything these days.
What about, I think it helps McRae in a way. He could clock up huge numbers with tackles.
Well, McRae, it's funny you mention him, Cal. I threw him on the back of one game straight into number three.
Yeah.
He's back in there, but his break even is so high that you can afford to wait a little bit on Gaff.
Right, boys.
Oh,
he's back.
G'day, this is Matthew Richardson, and I get my AFL fantasy advice from Roy. Calvin and Warnie.
Now, I don't know if we're totally back. We are streaming beautifully on City Park Radio at the moment and live into Launceston. Our Facebook doesn't look great, though.
That's
the audio.
Okay.
I don't know what's wrong with it. Anyway, let's get into it. The news and the teams that we're going to have coming out. Bit of news that people are going to be all up and about with. St Kilda and Richmond. Let's start with that one. In Roy Battle. He's back.
Yes.
So is Ross. The outs there, Webster with a groin and Loney with soreness. For Richmond, Camden McIntosh, Nathan Broad, Connor Menadues are the ins. Basha Hooley's out with a groin. Shea Bolton and Corey Ellis have both been dropped. On Saturday, Collingwood and North Melbourne. Collingwood, Cox is back in. Also Sam Murray. Been quite a few weeks since we've seen him, so he's back in there. Crocker and Dacos have been omitted. North Melbourne, no changes. They think they are pretty good. Anyway, they're out. Now, for Sydney and Gold Coast, that game, we have a debutante.
Oh, we got a bit of fresh meat.
Need to Google him.
Oh.
Darcy Cameron.
You're kidding me.
You're joking.
And Robinson is out. So
Darcy Cameron.
Cameron comes into the side. So
that stuffs my 2019 plans, dog.
Does it? Right. Yeah. Okay. For Gold Coast, Heron Kolodziejczyk, KK is back in, as well as Jesse Lonergan, a couple of Lonnie boys there. And the outs, Schoenfeld, Martin's out with a calf, and Swallow has been rested.
Draft.
Essendon and Fremantle from Etihad Stadium. Orazio Fantasia is back in, as well as Zarakis. Long has been omitted, and McKenna is out injured. For Fremantle, we've got Darcy Tucker in. Dooman is back into their squad, into their side as well. Stephen Hill's out with a quad, and Niehaus is out suspended. For Brisbane and Adelaide, the Saturday night game, Brisbane are unchanged after their trip to Tassie, which means that Hodgie isn't back in.
No.
Right.
He's done.
For Adelaide, Talia and McGovern are the outs there. Are the ins there. Talia McGovern in. Tex Walker's out suspended, and Hartigan out with a knee. Geelong and Melbourne. Geelong, the ins. Henderson and Cunico out. Simpson and Buzzer, both omitted. Melbourne, Dom Tyson's back in, as well as Joel Smith. So that is a win for people with him on the bench.
Yes.
Hannon's out with a knee, and Hibbo is out with that quad. Right, all looking pretty good so far.
Well, Hibbo, that sort of...
Oh, you got through your GWS scare.
No, that's Sunday.
Still going on.
I should scroll down.
Come on, Josh Kelly. No, Josh Kelly.
He's in. I just peeked that
See, he's not out of
No, he does.
He's Cull not out of peak. And Hawthorne at Etihad, the 110 game. Weeder in Casbolt, Graham LeBois. Calvin? LeBois.
Yeah.
From North Adelaide. He's into the squad, as well as Lobie and Matty Wright. Cruises out managed and Lamb suspension. So Kim LeBois, LEB.
Kim, right.
Did they bring Lobie in?
Yes, they did. Yes,
not in
into the squad.
He's not in the
L-E
system.
LeBois. Is there a space there?
Yes, I've got him. Oh, you spelled Kim. K-Y-M. I thought you like K-I-M. Right.
All right, okay. What can you tell me about him?
Not much. 170K forward. That's it. Carlton, you wouldn't even touch him with a bat. No.
All right.
Even.
Doesn't go up there forward half.
No, doesn't even go there.
For Hawthorne.
Looks like a bit of a unit, though, Doug.
Brand, Showmakers, Warple, Pitanay, Glass and O'Rourke come into the squad. Sicily's out with that wrist, and Tim O'Brien has been omitted there. For West Coast and Western Bulldogs, Dom Sheed comes back into the squad, as well as Vardy, Barras, Nelson and Archie. Nick Natanui out with that knee. That was some of the bad news of the week. For the Western Bulldogs, Hayden Crozier, Tom Boyd, Roberts and also Green come in. So that's Fergus Green. He could come in for his debut. They haven't named anyone out. They're just the four players into their squad. Green, Calvin?
170K forward. I don't know how to spell Green. Got him covered. Thank you.
Right. Port Adelaide and GWS finish off the weekend, and we might see Kane Farrell make his debut, Jared Leinert make their debut for Port Adelaide. They are into the squad with Pittard, Johnson and Trengove. Paddy Ryder's out with that hip injury. For GWS, we see Deledio is back in with Keith Buntine Bonner, Boner, as Calvin will call him. He's put for potentially his first game, and Lloyd Griffin is out with a hamstring. Got DPP this week too. Our Griffin, he's not there.
Now that's the teams, and that's pretty well done, Doc.
Yeah,
and it's pretty bullet affected. We've got through that one, okay. Now, listen, team selection beware, Roy. I'll call this.
Yep.
Team selection beware, Warndog.
Yep.
The last game right. of the round, Port Adelaide against GWS.
Yep.
I have some decent intel.
Do you?
That tells
is it any good? Is it really any intel?
Well, it's,
I don't think it is.
Calvin intel is not the greatest intel. That's the safest to say.
Exactly.
I have heard a rumour floating around the fantasy community, and there's a lot of communities out there.
There is. Yes. And some unreliable.
And some are very unreliable, Roy. This one may have come from that source.
Yeah.
Josh Kelly, who we suspected won't play every game for the rest of the year, is a touch sore.
He'll be right.
Dog?
Those groins.
Yeah, I know.
Massive issue.
Yeah, and I tell you
what.
I was
surprised Dog brought him back in.
I think he might be a laid out, and I'm going to throw in Robbie Gray as a laid out as well.
Really?
Yep. Both will not play, Dog. Sorry about that. Make sure you got cover.
Right. Okay, you had enough, have you?
Yeah, continue.
All right, let's check out some questions here then from social media. Well, Darcy Cameron, people are excited about that. Freako's just tweeted out that he's averaging 133 in the NEFL.
That's inexperienced fantasy coaches getting excited about Darcy Cameron.
Well, he's a handy downgrade from Big Oscar.
If you don't have him, geez, I've got Sicily to do stuff with.
It's not always about you.
Oh, well, I've got to be thinking about what I'm doing as well, boys.
Well, we don't have a Thursday night game.
We don't. It's great.
So you can just relax.
So 7:50 lockout Friday night, and from about 7:30, you can tune into AFL Fantasy Live Radio.
Yeah, I'd be cracking.
You can tune into that via the AFL.com.au platform or also the AFL Live app. So you'll be able to tune in. I think 7:30 we're going live, which is going to be a lot of fun as we go through with that one there. So Robbie Gray has been named. No issues with that, boys?
Well, yeah, big issues.
I might hold him now.
What are you 40? Really thinking?
No, honestly think. Did you see he was sleeping on the ground? They put him on a stretcher. Then they basically taped him to the stretcher and took him away.
Right?
You do not come back from that.
If you got someone like a Hearn who's in good form as emergency, you wouldn't be too stressed, though.
You wouldn't be too stressed as a bit of cover.
No.
Who's he got this week? Oh, mate, a Hearn. He's got, Kangaroo. No, he's Kangaroos. He's got Collingwood.
Yeah, so friendly matchup.
It's a friendly matchup for a Hearn. He could get an easy 80 there.
Mm.
Yeah, you'd rest. Actually, there you go. You should play him ahead of Robbie Gray, Roy.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's more
honestly,
like it, isn't
why
it?
Not?
Yeah, exactly.
He's a guaranteed 80.
You got any more questions for us over there, Dog?
I'm trying to find some, boys. We've had a few issues this evening with the stream. So,
yeah,
unfortunately, the stream is down. So, hopefully, plenty of people are checking out the podcast, which is where you can catch this on iTunes every week.
Is it recording?
It is recording.
Yes.
Well, it is still recording. So, hopefully, people are tuning in there. All right. Roy, you talked about your defenders as your rolling 22.
Yeah.
Can you give us your midfielders?
I can do,
top
Dog.
Eight.
Yeah, no problem. So, Tom Mitchell's number one. Andrew Gaff is number two. Now, I got down to that with Cal helping him out.
Yep.
So, Jack McRae, on the back of his one game, has come in at number three. So, he's averaging 121 for the season. Six scores over 130, four over 140, and two over 150. That's why, Cal, he's jumped straight back to number three.
Wow.
Number four, Dane Beams. One score under 112 in his last eight.
Right, pretty one bloody good.
Unbelievable numbers.
At the Gabba this week too, Roy.
Yeah, no, he'll be massive again there. The guy that, he was the, what was it? What's the bone of our contention? Is that what your thing is, Doug?
Yes,
yeah.
Bone of contention.
The bone of Cal, your and mine, was Zach Merritt. But he is back, and he's not only back, he's at number five. Six tons in a row, three over 124. Boy, I'd be aware with him.
Would he be deemed... Yeah, because he'll get Banfield tagged this week. We'll talk about that when we go through each game. But is he a bit of a bargain next year, Zach Merritt?
Well, he's underpriced, yeah.
Isn't he?
Because he had such
a bad
start to the year. Yeah. After that, we've got the late withdrawal, Josh Kelly.
Yeah, okay.
But he's on notice. He's gone back-to-back 80s. You know what happened last time he had two scores like that?
What?
Groin soreness.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, Dog.
Mm.
It just doesn't look like... He's playing really well at the moment. He's moving really well. And as an owner, when he was doing this, I was like, oh, geez, that looks like I was going to say like a hip flexor. But now I think it's a groin. And, and I was like, oh, yeah, you're right, Cam.
Yep.
It's a groin.
Mm.
And I'm starting to see the same thing, Dog. So I'm just saying, just be careful. Just make sure you've got cover in your midfield.
Why do you like to watch the world burn all the time?
No, it's not the world.
You've got some swagger.
It's not the world,
Dog. You had your best score in about 15 years on the weekend.
What's your point?
You have been swaggy. Matt Crouch is in next.
Is that okay?
Roy,
reactionary?
No, it's not. What am I reacting to the 120 and the 117 that he pumped out?
Okay.
Yeah, no. No, he only had 94 last week. Oh, no. I didn't mention that one.
Yeah.
But no, he deserves to be up there. You have a look at him. You have a look at the gun midfielders, and you will agree with him being in there. Now, Stephen Cornelio, he's the one that people are questioning, but his consistency is unbelievable this year. So he's averaging 109, worst score of 92, apart from that one where he was knocked out.
So that's better than Matt Crouch.
No, he hasn't got Matt's ceiling at the moment,
right.
I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've got an emergency there. Forewarned dog, basically, because he'll need it.
Oh.
With Kelly out. Guess who it is?
He probably needs an emergency.
Who?
You don't know?
No.
You're not going to take a punt?
A
lot of people would have just said Joel Selwood.
Joel Selwood?
No, it's not. Clayton Oliver.
Yeah, I like
Clayton Oliver.
Yeah, amazing numbers. So he's averaging 108 on the year, three-round average of 115, 141 and 121 in his last two.
There you go.
He's firing.
Right.
So he's really knocking on the door.
Rightio.
Mm. And he'll probably be in there at the end of the round because Kelly is going to be out.
He'll be out.
Mm.
All right, Matt has asked this question from Twitter. Listening at the moment on the City Park radio stream, Sire or Ahern on the ground this week?
That's a tough one. Sire was on fire. Oh, I didn't actually mean to.
Yeah, you did.
Half meant to do it.
Yes, Roy.
Anyway, he was on 50 at about half time, and he was on fire until he got that massive cork. So,
yep.
I really like his form. Oh, really?
You'd go Ahern over Sire.
Would you?
Ahern against Collingwood, yeah.
Yep.
Sire against...
All right, there you go.
They were playing each other.
Sire was on track for 100 last week.
Not happening against the Kangas destroy.
Yeah, that's okay. Cool.
Mm.
I just wanted to flag.
Now, before you go here, this is a question I've seen pop up a lot. So, people looking to get Dusty this week.
Yeah.
Dusty or Sloane.
Mm.
Around about the same price.
Shuey's there as well.
Right. Which one?
It's very tough.
Well,
at the moment, I'm thinking, this sounds silly, but Shuey's probably the safest.
Yeah,
Sloane.
Well, I just had a question there about Shuey. So, Shuey, you like Roy?
Oh, I don't mind him. Sloane, I reckon he'll get tagged hard this week.
By who?
Add Dusty to this conversation.
One of the most informed taggers in the competition.
Oh, Berry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Add Dusty to this conversation then. Where does he sit?
Well, they all sit at about a 97 or 8 average for the rest of the year.
But one of them has the potential in Dusty of being better than that.
Well, Sloane, he's the one with the biggest ceiling out of all
of
them.
That's why Sloane's my number
one. Okay, Sloane.
Dusty 2.
Yeah?
Shuey 3.
Fair enough.
Oh, he's grumpy now. I've upset him.
All right, boys. We're looking at this weekend. We've got some interesting games coming up. Got any numbers for us that we might be able to look at for some of these that might help some people? Can I even just start with you, Calvin?
Yes, you can.
Captains.
Yes.
Who are you locking in?
Well, I think I offered a formal apology on the podcast tonight.
Yes.
So I won't go...
People have forgiven you,
but
not forgotten.
You'd think that. I still get messages about
it. Do you?
It. Good. Right, so let's kick off. Captains. Number one, of course, is going to be the Pig. Against Carlton, easiest team to play against in the last 3 weeks, and number two easiest, Roy, overall.
Yeah.
The concern is the Ed Curnow tag and whether or not he's going to get it. The answer is no, he's not going to get it. So if they'll get a tag, they would have tagged Jack Stephen last week when he had that 136. Billings even had a 120. Jack Steele 126.
No one's tagging.
No one's tagging. The week before, they could have tagged Zorko.
Yep.
Right? Decided not to. Zorko goes 114. Beamer goes 133. Mitchell will not be tagged. He will have a thumping score. And I predicted it, Roy, to be 200.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not one to exaggerate. You know that. So there's the captain's dog. Well, there's the one captain. If you want another someone else, you've got to go Gaff. I'm going to go Gaff with my trade. Just based on the fact
that he's... Are you doing Gaff? Your captain?
No. Oh, another option of.
God.
So you want to go a little bit...
Terry Pearce has just actually tweeted that. Titch or Gaff is his captain.
Yeah. It's still Titch. But
has to be. Sure.
I don't mind the Gaff as an option. At home against the Bulldogs, Gaff's averaging 134 in his last three. Bulldogs give up 19 tonnes in their last three. It's got writing on the wall here for Gaff to go 140.
Mm.
But as we know, the Pig can go 150 or even 117 at half time.
Mm.
Gaff can't do that. You want to go a little bit more left field, you look at the Ruckman in Max Gawn. He goes against Geelong, 138 earlier this year against them. And of course, you've got Grundy. Who bit of a blunder last week with his 68. Unbelievable. So bit of a drop. First time he's gone under 100 since round one, but he'll be right. And the other one I like is Rory Laird. Favourite team is the Brisbane Lions.
Yep.
On the road, he's gone over 110 four out of five times this year.
Amazing, isn't it?
So there's the captain's dog, if you want to be a little bit different. But Titch is number one. Other than that, you are being different if you want to go to someone else.
Mm. Now, Roy, I'm going to throw this to you as part of your team.
Yes.
Your rolling 22, the team that you wish
scoffing?
You had.
Why are you scoffing?
No, I'm doing this because Adam Erin asks, how does the scale of hardness apply to the rucks? Are Grundy, Gawn and Martin still the best to pick up? So he's listed these teams they face or players they face. So Grundy's up against Goldie, Sinclair and Martin.
Mm.
Martin, Grundy, Witts and Goldie, and Gawn, Witts and Sinclair. So who in that order? Like, is it still just as simple as Grundy, Gawn and then
Martin? Do you know what? Gawn is actually nipping at the heels of Grundy.
Of Grundy?
Yep. Don't be surprised if he ends up number one. Just saying.
I will be slightly surprised.
No, but those two are still clearly number one. I don't care about the matchups too much with those guys.
Yep.
But it's still a clear top three. Goldie is pushing for third spot.
There you go.
All right. Mayana wants to know, trade Rocky, Wingard, McLean or Neil? Who would be the first one you'd be moving on out of those four? Means you've got a pretty good side if you're moving on one of those guys.
I forgot the names. Go again.
Rocky? Well, let me go like this. Rocky or Wingard? Who would you get rid of first out of those two?
Well, Chad's in the rolling, so Chad has to stay.
Okay. Yep.
And then we add to that. Sorry, that one's...
So you're going Rocky versus the next guy?
Yeah, Rocky against McLean.
McLean.
McLean has to stay. Yeah, so
Rocky's
still
going.
And then Neil. Lockie Neil.
Oh.
Adds in that fact that he's a midfielder.
Mm.
It does. It does. Rocky still goes.
Neil goes for me.
Does he?
Yeah. He didn't do anything last week again, did he? Dog?
Lockie Neil?
Yeah.
Did he scrape to a ton?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it wasn't good, though.
Yeah,
it wasn't
I don't
great.
Know. If you can get one of those real Uber top four...
And that's
mids.
Probably the thing. If you can go to one of the guys that you're pretty confident on 110, because Lockie hasn't been...
You can throw a blanket over the forwards, really.
Yep.
Lockie's numbers... So he's last six scores that Eddie had...
Mm.
Averages 110.
Right.
So, I'm just saying.
Who have the Power got this week? The Dockers.
The Power have GWS.
GWS.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'll be right.
Yep, okay.
All right, Miller time. What's to know? Motlop or Ronk this week?
For what? To maybe, get rid of?
Well, maybe to be playing. Might be a draft question, Cal.
Yeah, you're right, Doug, because people play multiple different forms. I would be playing Ronk against the Suns.
Yeah, so would I.
He kicks seven.
He could. He could kick a bag.
He could easily kick a bag.
Right, what do you think, Roy? I know, this goes away from your best six back there.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on Burton's D6 with no Sicily? Like, does that help him?
Yeah, it probably does.
As an option.
Increases his mark count.
Do you reckon?
I reckon.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it does. But I still wouldn't like to do it. I would maybe after having a week to look at it, but I wouldn't be just going all...
Stupid. Yeah, it's a let him play at home.
Yeah.
Because what Wingnut wants to do with that then, Zeebo to Burton and Gibbs then to McRae, which will leave the Cows to go up another week. So I'll still be playing another a rookie or two there just to do that.
Don't mind it.
All right. Denham wants to know, is McRae a must-have? So, Roy, you ranked him at three?
Three, yeah.
Right.
Then do you think having the third best...
Yep.
Midfielder in competition.
McRae is a must-have, but he's not a must-have this week.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So, Roy, do you get almost blinded by the fact that you're talking about this for the rest of the season? And you always think, doesn't matter, I've got him for the year kind of thing.
Yeah.
Does this make your decision a little bit different because he could cop it massively this week?
Well, it depends. So,
like prioritising these moves.
Well, with McRae, I don't care... This week, you just... if you
And he goes down in value again, surely.
But if you are making your last upgrade in your midfield and you can get to the third best guy, you just do it. There's no point going for value and then in a couple of weeks you still don't have McRae you wanted him. Might as well get him if you can.
All right.
The issue is with McRae, of course, he plays West Coast.
Yep, he'll smash him.
I don't know... Remember, Collingwood played West Coast last week.
Yeah.
Adams, 83. Pendle, 75. Steele, 48.
Yeah.
Now, Hutchins went to Steele.
Yep.
Hutchins is going to McRae. It's a big concern.
McRae smashed him earlier in the year.
Yes, he did, 134.
No Hutchings.
Eagles are the second hardest in the last 3 weeks.
Mm.
It's a concern. Flagged, Roy.
You're better to wait a week on McRae.
Agree.
Oh, rightio. Back line. Roy, you're going to say Simpson because he sits in your 26? In your 26.
Look,
in your
have I become
22?
Redundant by making this epic list?
Probably.
Yeah.
So, Calvin, I'm going to ask you, would you consider Hurley over Simpson?
Oh, I thought he nearly said Hearn.
Well, Hearn.
No, you were AWOL when we were talking about Hearn, and Roy and I had a big argument about it, and we ended up agreeing that I was correct. Michael Hurley. I'm a Hurley
previous owner.
Previous
so
owner.
So you're going to feel like you're burnt?
Yeah.
No, I don't mind Hurley.
As usual, he's got to be cheap. Come back to me.
Okay, Roy, save the day.
Yeah, go Hearn over Hurley.
No, that wasn't the question.
Oh, Simpson.
Just trying to help someone out.
Over Hurley.
No, you still go.
Of course you go Simpson. It's obvious.
You still go Simpson over.
Listen
over
to this. Hurley. Simpson, in the last 4 weeks, okay, he had that 72 where he's come back.
Is this the first time you've ever bought notes? Is that why you were so predominantly active tonight? Sorry, carry on.
I can't help that people are firing questions at me. They want to improve their team. Now, he came back too early. He got that 72. He looked injured. Before that, 111, 127, 112. I'm not talking about a midfielder here. That is Cade Simpson in defence.
Yeah, I've got him.
So he's so easily entrenched in that top six.
Yep.
That, yes, you go Cade Simpson.
Okay. Sloan or Shuey? What's our definitive answer on this?
We have gone to Sloan. We've agreed.
Yes, we agree on that one. Sloan. It's Sloan.
Okay. All right. We'll take that one.
Now, Doug, would you like us to go through each of the
games? Let's have a look at these games.
Because we can do that.
Good.
Let's kick it off Friday night. Of course, St Kilda Roy against Richmond. This is the game that we are calling live.
We are.
Who are we watching?
Well, I'm watching you because you have been so kissed on it with Billings. He has caused your resurgence because for some unknown reason you held him when
you should have dropped him
weeks ago. Now, this is something for you to enjoy tomorrow night, and I can't wait to listen to you sooking about it. So, in wins this year, averaging 110.
Yep.
In losses, averaging 69. They've got to match up with the Tigers, mate.
Okay, I can see where you're going with this.
Yeah, and I'm enjoying it.
Okay, right. Dustin Martin.
What, is it changing?
The subject.
Yeah, fair enough.
Dustin Martin against St Kilda last year. This year he already had an 82 against him.
Yep.
This is one of Dusty's bunny teams.
Yeah, right.
Right, so remember we always go, there's no way he'll smash St Kilda, right?
Yeah.
So he had 117 against him last year. Mm-hmm. That's his only 100 in a career 12 games.
It's like him and Carlton, isn't it?
Isn't it?
He's got these teams.
Yeah, and you're like, surely you smash these, but he just doesn't.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, first up game on Saturday is Collingwood and North Melbourne. We'll be kicking along to this one, checking it out. Grundy will bounce back in this. We're expecting that Ben Jacobs will go to side bottom.
Yeah, did he get named?
No, he's out.
No,
Jacobs is out.
Concussion.
Right, there you go, Calvin.
Well, guess what?
I probably should have mentioned that.
Ben Jacobs.
Well, it wasn't named because he hasn't played for a couple of years.
Ben Jacobs won't go to side bottom this week. So sorry, he will be great.
Yeah, well, he will. And he'll need to be because he's got to repay the faith. But Sean Higgins, he's interesting. People have been loving him in draft, but I don't think you can bring him in because he's susceptible to a tag, but he's not going to get tagged in this. And his last three untagged scores, 119, 123, 105. You wouldn't take a punt.
You wouldn't do it. But
no. He's having a good year, but no, he couldn't do it.
Sydney Gold Coast from the SCG. This is going to be a thumping score fest for the Swans. I've talked about, some people have messaged me and said they're bringing in Buddy this week.
Yeah.
Because he's just going to go gangbusters
on
those guys.
You think he would,
Lloyd should be good. Never scored 100 against the Suns.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
In his career five games.
But there's like six people doing it a week at the moment.
Only
he'd be one of them.
If he's not amongst that...
Only
he should retire.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Only one 100-plus score, four defenders against the Suns in the last 5 weeks.
It doesn't get there, does it?
Doesn't get there.
Lucky he pushes up the ground.
He'll push up. Parker, as I've already said, he will have a thumping dog and you will get all angry on Monday night during the podcast because you've traded him out.
And, of course, that's where your downgrade target in defence is, O'Royden.
You sure? Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 405, Essendon against Fremantle from Eddie Had. Zach Merritt, this is the big one because his numbers have been awesome. Last time he played Freo, he was tagged by Banfield, held 78, right?
Yeah.
Banfield has been doing jobs.
Mm.
Last week he went to Ollie Wines still had 118. Okay, so it must have been a bit of a soft tap.
Yep.
He's going to Zach because he's flogged Zach before. Because before Zach's 78, he went 144, 124, 121.
Mm.
And then that dirty 78.
Yeah.
It's happening again.
It is, isn't it?
Zach will be put back in his box this week.
Now, I've got to talk about the idiot in the room. I mean, the elephant in the room. Devin Smith.
You are a tool.
He is on fire.
Can't believe how jealous you are of Devin Smith.
150 and 122. He's absolutely smoking it, but it was against the two easiest teams to score against. So this is, they've had a good draw, haven't they? That's gone under the radar a little bit, but he should be good again in that matchup. Now, when he's scoring, when he's laying seven tackles a game, he hasn't scored under 91, and I don't expect him to go under that
again. There you go. Now, the two Saturday night games, Roy, run out of time here. Brisbane and Adelaide is the first one from the Gabba. As we said earlier, Beam should go massive against these guys. He goes for his fifth straight ton against Adelaide, right, coming off a 144 he had against them last year. At the Gabba, he's an absolute beast.
Mm. Hey, we've talked a bit about Rory Sloan here. Now, his last five uninjured games versus the Lions, 100, 160, 117, 117, 111. Hey, Roy, who are we talking about?
Roy, we don't get into...
Who was the other guy? Shuey?
Yeah.
Nah.
There you go.
Nah. It's Sloan all
unless
the way.
He's going to get the... I call him the poison berry. So, unless he gets poison berry.
He will get the poison berry.
He will.
But that's a good one, Cal. He should still turn up.
Hey, copyright Calvin.
You should use the that last all the time.
Geelong is really, really good. Geelong and Melbourne.
I thought it was very good.
Geelong and the Melbourne one is on as well. As we said, we like Max Gawn in this one. Dangerfield. A lot of people swinging him forward this week. Selwood plays one of his favourite teams. In Melbourne, who are one of the most restrictive of late.
Yeah, isn't that odd?
122, 137, 126 are his last three scores against Melbourne.
Massive.
Pretty amazing.
It is.
Roy, kicking over into the three Sunday games, we've got Carlton and Hawthorn. Who do you see?
Cade Simpson.
Do you?
Yeah, he's going to be big.
Right. Well,
there's a number of reasons, but the main reason is those last three scores, three out of his last four scores are over 110. Done. Last week was a blip on the radar. He's going to have a field day versus the Hawks, I think.
Yeah, old mate Cripper hasn't turned up against the Hawks in a career three games. That'll change this week. West Coast, Bulldogs. My boy Gaff comes in for me this week, Roy, ahead of McRae. Okay, I'm going to wait on McRae. I don't think I need him this week. However, I think I need Gaff. As we said before, his record at Optus is huge. His record against the Bulldogs is huge, and the Bulldogs suck.
Yeah, you want to know who's just sneaking under the radar and
you'd Jack
probably cost you $100,000. Oh, well, Redden, but $100,000 upgrade from Gray. Dunkley is on fire.
Yeah,
he's moved into the midfield and he's racking up plenty of the pill.
He's doing a few jobs while he's
in there. He is, so he's tackling, but he's also getting 30 touches or close to week in, week out at the moment. So he'd be averaging 100 over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
He's a draft member of the Warn Dogs.
Is he? Yeah, that is great drafting. Yeah.
Always make a way, don't you?
Bring it back to you.
You wouldn't have kept him on
this is a deeper draft, and I did draft him.
Yeah, nice.
Last one is Port Adelaide against GWS. This is called the late withdrawal game. You wait. Robbie Gray will be pulled out.
Oh, right. Okay, Robbie Gray.
Right, and so will Josh Kelly.
No, he won't. Josh Kelly will be playing.
I cannot wait for us to be all dusty and hungover on a Sunday, flying home, and I just look at Dog across the plane and just smirk. And he just goes, he'll say something really inappropriate.
Yeah, be angry.
Depends on what you do to me the rest of the weekend.
Is this a concern, Roy, for people bringing in Hoff? Hasn't scored a ton against GWS in his last six. His last two scores against them, 69-51.
See, that stat is irrelevant, I think. He's a different guy.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is a Hoff that's averaging over 100 this year.
Oh, I'm just throwing it out there, Dog. Just throwing it out there.
Do you want to hear something else?
Yes.
You know who's out, don't you? Ryder.
Oh.
You know how good this is for the Hoff?
Yes.
So, quad DPP.
Do you want to hear it?
Yep.
So, you know your statement just then.
Yep.
Do you want to feel stupid? Three of his four highest scores this year came when Ryder were out, and it's 132, 118, 113.
Do you have him, Cal?
You might want to get him. I told you that earlier in the show.
Get him instead of Gaff.
It's nearly time to wrap this up. It's got to be getting pretty close.
We've still got a few minutes to go. Let's go through the things that you need to know for round 18 with some of the changes and things that we have got through. So Friday Night Football, don't forget, we will be going live on afl.com.au and the AFL Live app. You'll be able to tune into our fantasy commentary.
You're excited about that.
It's
going to
be great. It's going to be very good.
You're going to be
even though
so
I don't have a player in this game. You don't either, do you?
Nah.
Oh, you'll have Battle.
Oh, Battle.
Put him on the ground this week.
Oh, I'll consider
instead of Gray.
Yes.
Cow, you've got... Who do you have?
Oh, Billings. Mate. Barometer Billings.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Uh-huh. It's going to be an absolute disaster this week.
News out of that one. Battle is back in. Yeah, Webster, a lot of people might have him in draft. He's out with a groin. Bashahuli's out with a groin there as well. In the Saturday games, Mason Cox is back in, as well as Sam Murray, which I don't reckon many people will be holding on to. North Melbourne didn't make any changes. Darcy Cameron will make his debut for the Swans and for Gold Coast. We see KK back. KK Jasny, if he is sitting on a draft free agent list, look at that.
He's not in
ours. He's not in ours.
He's sneaking on.
But Jack Martin's out with a calf and David Swallow has been rested, so there are a couple of names that would be floating around in a lot of teams. Essendon and Freo, Fantasia's back, as well as Zaharakis, so some people might have held him for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
He's had a great season too, fantasy number-wise too. For Freo, Stephen Hill's out with a quad, and then for Brisbane, they're unchanged, which means that Hodgie's not back in, and Tex Walker is out for the Crows because he was suspended. For Geelong, nothing really to worry about there. Melbourne, we have Joel Smith back into the side, as well as Dom Tyson. Hibbo is out with the quad. And for the Blues, Cruiser has been managed. Jed Lamb, I was going to say that was great for Sicily, but Sicily is not playing.
Oh, yeah, there was all that talk, wasn't there?
Because he's out with a wrist there. We might see Warple come back in the side. He had a dominant game in the VFL. And for West Coast, Sheed's back into the squad. Vardy, I reckon he'll play because Nick Nat is out with that knee. For the Bulldogs, Crozier, Boyd, Roberts and Fergus Green may make his debut. They're into the squad for them. They haven't named anyone out. For Port Adelaide, Ryder is out with a hip. We might see something happen with them. Who knows with Robbie Gray? That's one thing to watch and we probably won't know that. I'd be trading anyway. That'd be the advice there because of he's not a top six, Roy.
Mm.
And Greater Western Sydney as the rain comes down here.
It's belting it down here at the MCG.
It is, isn't it?
We've got...
It's hail. Check that out the window.
Holy hat.
And Greater Western Sydney, Brett DeLidio's back in. I'm looking forward to that for my draft team. Ryan Griffin's out with a hamstring after getting his DPP this week. That's pretty much all you need to know.
Well, bring your umbrella.
It's going to be an interesting weekend, I guess, of football as we go through. Just wanted to see what you boys think of these most traded players. Actually, let's play a little bit of trivia. All we'll have some trivia at halftime tomorrow night on the radio call.
I'm looking forward to that.
Dangerfield, most traded in player.
Yep.
Fair. Who's the second most traded in player?
Heaney.
Nope.
Lloyd.
Actually, not even on the list. Lloyd. Top 10. O'Riordan.
Obvious.
Whitfield.
Yep.
So Roy doesn't like that, though.
Yep.
I don't, but I'm one of the idiots doing it.
That's all right. And then we've got McRae Brayshaw. Alex Morgan, who was good on debut, had 79. And then Nathan Freeman, people have jumped on. He has not been named for those people that are considering him. The most traded out players, Sicily is the most traded out by a long way. And then Nick Natanui, Robbie Gray, Logan Austin, Joel Smith, who is back in. So you might rethink that
Reverse it.
Well, thank you very much for tuning in this evening. We've got through it. Thank you to everyone, especially Chris back at City Park Radio for doing what he does and making us get on air. If you're listening to us on the podcast, make sure you subscribe on iTunes and get amongst it. Thanks for tuning in. Good luck in round 18.
You've been listening to AFL Fantasy Live. Play the official fantasy game of the AFL at fantasy.afl.com.au. Happy trading.